be yourself. No matter what anyone says, no matter what they try to tell you, be you. Do you and go hard. And don't ever, ever stop. Because you are awesome.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope you guys are doing great. My name is Sam, and I'll be your host to this fantastic show. This station is dedicated to helping you to see more, to believe more, to do more, and to achieve more. When we come face to face with a problem, what do? We try to find an answer. We try to look for a way to solve the matter at hand. We try to find a solution. We try to make it work and move forward. Do you ever wonder what we are really trying to accomplish? Do we solve problems to feel satisfied? Do we find an answer to receive credentials? Are we demanded by our emotion to conquer situations? What are we really trying to do? In this episode, I will get you to think a little bit differently about solving problems. But first, let's hear from our sponsor. So when you're solving a problem, you're not just finding an answer and getting everything done and over with and that's it. You're not just finishing the work and feel satisfied. You're not just here to conquer and feel like a winner all the time. What you are really doing is you are trying to learn more of who you are. Every problem is an opportunity for you to learn more about who you are. That's why every problem is different. And if there's any problem that is the same that keeps happening, that means you have to think about it differently and not just repeat the same steps. That would be insane. And here are four things that you can look at. One, you're dealing with your emotions. The first thing that happens when a problem arises, your emotions kicks in. And then you try to feel out what this problem is. How do you feel about this problem? Is it safe? Is it easy? Is it hard? How do you feel about it? That's the first thing. Your emotion is the first to come in to play. Second, your thoughts will come in to help you plan out the steps that you need to take. Once you analyze the problem, the situation, now your brain starts working and starts finding ways around the problem to start dissecting it. So your thoughts comes into action after your emotion to help plan out the steps. Third, once you figure out all the steps, it's time to plan your action. And depending how you are, you will plan your actions according to how you feel and how you think. Your actions depend on how you feel and how you think. And fourth is the result. Your perception kicks in. When you finally solve the problem, how do you look at it? How do you look at yourself after you accomplish? How do you look at yourself once you figure out the answer? How do you see yourself? So there's four things that you can focus on: your emotion, your thoughts, your actions, and how you see yourself at the end. Remember, problems are there for you to figure out who you are. It's an obstacle that you jump over, but how you jump over it is more important. It's more important because if you can jump over the obstacle, you will figure out how strong you are as a person before, during, and after the obstacle. Hope you guys find today's episode very helpful in figuring out who you are while you're figuring out a problem. It's not what we think on a daily basis, but you know, it's good to think from a different perspective. We can all find answers to a problem. We can all point finger at the problem. We can all find ourselves as the person who generates the answer. It all starts with us. Until the next episode, keep unboxing your mind and crush your goals. Thank you.